This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right. That was definitely not what I was expecting. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yay!
Your non sound effect man. All right, we are back, and this is the basically the broadcast before the holiday week. You know it is Thanksgiving. And if you haven't already figured it out, I'm pretty grateful for Super Don, even though he annoys me. No, he doesn't. Just teasing. Except when he throws cheesecake my way that I can't eat while I'm fasting. But there's, for those of you watching, there's imagery. But here on radio, you can't see that. But we have been doing, it's been great to be
well,
home.
Well, for those of you on radio who would like to see what it is we do.
That's true, yeah.
And if you're not aware of it.
Yeah.
We do this more than just on Sundays, don't we?
Yeah, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, so not just our Sunday broadcast. So if you come on over to robertscottbell.com, you can sign up for the emails, which is basically an awesome newsletter that Super Don puts together each day. You're going to love what's in it. And you can just text my initials, RSB, to 22828. So that number, dial it in right now on your phone, unless you're driving, 22828, and then text my initials to that number, RSB. And you'll be prompted to enter your email address, and you'll be plugged in, and you'll see all the wonderful, delicious things we do on the air in addition to our Sunday broadcast.
Speaking of delicious, if you were subscribed to the newsletter, you'd be able to answer the poll of the day, which our poll of the day on Friday was, which is the most important Thanksgiving side?
And
so
we know what the winner was, don't we?
Stuffing is still, as I'm checking it now, is still in the lead.
Yeah.
With 32%, followed by mashed potatoes at 22%. And your yams are only at 14%.
Well, the thing is, we described a few ways that people make them that I'm not a fan of either. But the way my wife does it, it's incredible. So it's not like anything. I think you would even like it, Super Don.
Maybe.
So,
maybe.
Yeah, but hey, all right, Thanksgiving week. We are grateful to be here, grateful to be with you all. Please share the show. We do not have pharmaceutical-type money to PR ourselves into existence, so we're still the best-kept secret in health talk media. Well, not as much of a secret as we once were, but anyway, thank you all for being here and sharing the show. We have identified, and this happened on Friday's show, and so for those of you in the radio audience that don't know, a cause for a lot of what's ailing people over the last 2 or 3 years, maybe longer, has been identified, finally. And it's ABV. I'm just going to come right out and say it. It's ABV. And we revealed that on Friday. And I want to, you know, shout out to my friend Sophia Karstens for identifying this. And it's a significant leap forward in understanding, like, why all of a sudden the sudden death, right? You want to protect yourself from died suddenly. What causes it? What is it? What is contributing to these deaths? How about cardiac events in young people, young athletes? I mean, all kinds of bizarre, strange things. You talk to actuarials, these people that, you know, tally the deaths. I mean, there's a lot of strange stuff happening out there. And we have, well, I think we've identified what, in fact, may be the primary cause here, at least a major contributing factor. So stay tuned. I'm not going to tell you what ABV is yet because we're going for triple confirmation checks. Suffice it to say, it's much worse than RSV. RSV is nonsense compared to ABV. I promise you, we're going to get to that. And so stand by sometime this hour. If you haven't already listened, if you were on our Friday show, you'd know what we're about to talk about. But we're going to get there shortly. So stand by and gather your friends around. They're listening. Tell them, hey, Robert Scott Bell, RSB, is about to reveal the secret of ABV as a cause of all of these strange maladies and sudden deaths. Yeah, stand by for that. All right, in the show notes, as always, Super Don puts up some of the articles we intend to cover. Sometimes we actually even cover them. I briefly mentioned that the Defender, our friends at Children's Health Defense, have an article out about what Fauci doesn't want us to know. What does he not want us to know? And indicating that we might soon find out. There's an article that they're republishing by Mercola, and it basically discusses that a federal court has ruled that Dr. Fauci and other government officials must testify under oath about whether they colluded with big tech to censor certain users and viewpoints. Now, I have been on this subject for as long as I've been on the radio. Since I opened the microphone in 1999, I've told y'all, I don't know where you were, but I told y'all that freedom of speech is not something that people in the natural health sector actually enjoy and haven't for a long time, many decades. What do I mean by that? It means if you are, let's say, a homeopath, a naturopath, a chiropractor, an herbalist, or even a medical doctor, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, who actually acknowledges and knows that most every disease is a nutrient deficiency, a mineral deficiency, and or a toxicological burden. Right? Let's simplify it for the moment. I know there's other things that we can talk about. But when you realize that, then you begin to say, okay, we've got to diagnose disease according to, you know, name whatever medical establishment has said, this is the diagnosis. And you say, my gosh, that can be remedied by, oh, here's the classic example. We've done this before. You have gout and arthritis. And you now realize that it's not a deficiency of ibuprofen. It's not a deficiency of aspirin. It's not a deficiency of any pain-killing drug approved by the Fear and Death Administration. I mean, the FDA, the food. Yeah, that. And then you say, oh, you know what? The peer-reviewed medical literature is interesting. There has been an identification within the scientific journals and published that they found that cherries, and particularly black cherries and the cherry juice concentrate, when ingested, reverses gout and arthritis, the symptoms of inflammation and pain associated with arthritis. And you're like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to tell the world, look in the scientific journal what it says. And you happen to be a cherry farmer who has identified. You like do a search, PubMed search. Hey, is anybody studying cherries for any reason? Oh, look what we found. I've heard this. People have told me this. It's fact. In fact, they've called it an old wives' tale that cherries and cherry juice reverse gout and arthritis. And now we have a scientific literature. So you're the farmer of cherries. You have these awesome orchards. And you want to tell everybody the good news? Look at what I grow. Look what it does. And then you do so. You publicize it. And the next moment you hear a knock on the door or an email or a letter certifying from the FDA or maybe the FTC saying, cease and desist. You shall not sell your cherries because your cherries have now become unapproved new drugs not determined to be safe and effective for the treatment of any disease, including the arthritis and gout that you referenced in that scientific journal that we disavow. Or maybe we avow it, but the fact that you have cherries and you grow them and you sell them and you've mentioned that there's a scientific journal article that shows that they do this, they are now an unapproved new drug. They are not a crop of food. They're a drug. Yeah, I know it sounds absurd, but that, in fact, is not a hypothetical. That actually happened to a farmer. I believe it was in Michigan, a cherry farmer who did that and was sent a cease and desist. He would be threatened with fines, potentially maybe even jail time, if he insisted and persisting on letting the world know that cherries can reverse gout and arthritis. Yeah, not kidding. So when we see an article from the Defender about Fauci and the collusion against freedom of speech via the corruption within the pharmaceutical industry that owns and controls much of our government and all of these agencies, FDA and FTC included, they run attack to suppress the freedom of speech that you thought as an American you would enjoy. But the moment you mentioned a natural substance and its ability to reverse, prevent, treat, mitigate any disease that the FDA says is the exclusive domain, monopoly and a domain of a pharmaceutical drug or drugs that the FDA approves, then you'll find out how not free you are to speak. And yeah, since I opened the microphone in 1999, that is what I've told you. And now, finally, the collusion of people in government and Big Pharma to suppress freedom of speech has become a commonplace, let's say, knowledge or awareness. Is anybody under the delusion that Fauci and Birx and Walensky and all of these people in government and media and medicine have not colluded to suppress freedom of speech through the town square of the 21st century social media? The article here is very clear what's been happening and what they're going to find out. Now, Fauci might plead the fifth when he's under oath because he's been required by the court to turn over emails, all the things that are going to, I think, bust him pretty good. But will anything happen? Will anything change? I'm not holding my breath because most people that go into Congress or the Senate or the presidency, they know little or nothing about how we got here. They know little or nothing about the bureaucratic oligarchy that writes laws in violation of our Constitution. There's a separation of powers. It's not separate anymore. It's all under the executive branch. These agencies basically are judge, jury, and executioner making laws. And that's not supported by the Constitution. Who would know better? Well, Ron Paul knew better. He was a lone voice in Congress for so many years with very few that supported what he was saying. And we have an opportunity now to get somebody else back, like a Ron Paul, that can push it further because things are shifting. Things have changed. The consciousness is different. What's obvious now wasn't obvious then for most. And I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Jonathan Emord, who appears with me weekly on the show on Thursdays on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you didn't know this already, he's got an exploratory committee to run for Congress. No, in this case, the Senate, the United States Senate out of Virginia, to run for the U.S. Senate in 2 years to defeat Tim Kaine, who I liken to a supervillain in a Batman comic book, Tim Kaine. And if we can raise the money between now and March, and I think we're getting there, we're close. If you guys want a great guy to go into the United States Senate that is kind of like a Ron Paul that will push and knows the oligarchy, knows how to defeat it, has beaten the FDA back a world record 8 times in the courts, but found out that the FDA just basically thumbed its nose at whatever the court ordered. What could the Senate do? A lot. What could he do in the Senate? A lot. So go to emord4va.com. We'll make sure it's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Emord, E-M-O-R-D, 4, F-O-R, V-A, Virginia. Emord4Virginia.com. Emord4VA.com. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I am grateful for, well, all of y'all for being here and sharing the show. And I'm very grateful for my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, who puts this newsletter together beyond belief what he does. And the poll questions and all of that. You guys really should, if you haven't already, signed up for the newsletter. Go to robertscottbell.com and it'll be easy to do that, or text my initials, RSB, to 22828. This article we didn't get to on Friday, it's from the Brownstone Institute. We like a lot of what they're writing. In fact, I don't think I found an article that wasn't awesome. It's like, you want to see some really well thought out, well researched articles. And there are a lot of opinion pieces, but dude, they are well researched. You will be, even if you don't agree with what's written, you will be better for reading these things to engage intellectually on principle, right? Backing up what people say, explaining why, putting historical context. This article is about tribunals. This is by a Donald Baudreau, I believe. Tribunals would introduce dangers of their own. Now, my first thought on this as I read this headline reminds me of some of the most vociferous, vicious, hate-filled, seething with rage Karens. And what's the name for the men that are like Karens? Are they Kens and Karens? I don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
But these are the people who just wanted us to die because we didn't get the COVID jabs. We didn't want to mask up. We didn't want to distance. We didn't want to stop living life, enjoying life. These are the people that are requesting, what's the word? Amnesty. Can we have some amnesty, please? Please, can I have a big heaping helping of amnesty?
Forgive and forget.
I'm like, hell to the no. Not that I'm not a forgiving guy, but you guys have shown no attrition. No sincere apologies have I seen, except I think Tim Robbins was the first guy that I saw who was all in and then realized he was deceived too, who actually did a mea culpa and an attrition that I believe is sincere. Beyond that, Piers Morgan. Oh, I was wrong. But he didn't, not even a subtle apology to all the people he said should just basically burn in hell. You know, you should go away and die. There were people that still, despite all of the obviousness that the shots, the jabs do not work, they do not prevent illness, transmission, severity, any of that. And yet, they're still going on about, hold on, let me just message my friend who doesn't know I'm on the air. And I just want to say that these tribunals, in response to amnesty, if I'm getting this correct, it would be like holding these people to account for the danger, the deadly, the murderous rampage that has become obvious to the mandating of an emergency use authorization product, much less the lockdowns, the shutdowns, and all of the disasters that have ensued. Are we talking about tribunals to hold those people to account?
Yeah, and basically the point that this Donald Boudreau is making is that, you know, a tribunal like the, you know, what people are talking about, what they would want, you know, basically let's get all these guys and we're gonna hold them accountable and we're gonna try them, right? You know, like in a court of law.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like a court of law when you do a tribunal.
Well, here
does it?
Well, here's the thing, you know, and I'll just read what he wrote here. He says, while such a tribunal might be made to appear akin to an ordinary court of law following the same rules of procedure, evidence, and proof in ordinary courts, the reality is that any such tribunal would be a political body. And he says, each such tribunal would be used above all as a forum for the politically ascendant to publicly flaunt what they and their compatriots are certain is their moral superiority over the degenerates now in the dock. And as much as I, you know, like in the next guy, would love to see these people held accountable for what it is that they've done, I have a tendency to agree with this guy that these tribunals, it's not like they're going to be held by some impartial third party.
No, people.
It's going to end up being a political event. It's going to. Not that we would disagree with people being held accountable, but unfortunately, literally everything, with a few exceptions up there on the Hill, is corrupt. And operates for all the wrong reasons, unfortunately.
Well, and that's the bummer about, like, the Republicans getting a hold of the House, not the Senate, but everything is perceived through political lens.
Yes.
Even though we could argue, hey, man, there's some legitimate high crimes and misdemeanors beyond that in terms of what the Biden administration has done and those things.
Yeah.
They're not going to have the votes for actual.
And here's the problem he points out, and I have a tendency to agree with him on this. If you've been paying attention to what happens in government and how when the pendulum swings to one side and then swings to the other, that what would happen is that the Republicans, the conservatives would have their heyday.
Yep.
And then when the pendulum swung
the other direction. Stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Countries adopted a hard-fought final agreement at COP27 Climate Summit early on Sunday that sets up a fund to help poor countries being battered by climate disasters, but does not boost efforts to tackle the emissions causing them.
After tense negotiations that ran through the night, the Egyptian COP27 presidency released the final text for a deal and simultaneously called a complete session to quickly gavel it through. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris arrives in the Philippines on Sunday for talks aimed at reviving ties with Washington's oldest ally in Asia and one that is central to U.S. efforts to counter China's increasingly assertive policies towards Taiwan. Harris, who will meet President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., comes to the region as the Biden administration seeks to shore up relations with allies worried about growing Chinese influence in Southeast Asia and possible conflict over Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, back at it. That's the radio break. We get our thoughts right interrupted by commercials. But here we go again. Super Dummy.
We're so spoiled during the week, right?
Yeah, I know. We get the long form. We can just kind of roll with it.
We can just whatever. Do whatever we want to do.
But this is our home. This is our Briar Patch Radio. We got to remember.
And we do appreciate the sponsors that help pay the bills. So we got to show some love to them as well. But just to finish my thought before the break.
Yes.
Right now we're looking at a swing towards a conservative controlled House of Representatives. The Senate still appears to be held by the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get into holding tribunals.
Yeah.
Right now, it would be obviously a conservative majority in the House. They probably, I'd be willing to bet that that's probably where it would happen.
Well, there's going to be hearings, that's for sure. I don't think they're considered.
But here's the problem: when the conservatives are in charge, mm-hmm. and if they hold a tribunal, what we're going to see is 4 years later, or whenever it ends up happening,
right.
when the pendulum swings the other direction, now we're going to have Democrat-controlled tribunals, kind of like what we're seeing with the January 6th thing,
mm-hmm.
like we saw with the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Yeah,
it's all done for the wrong reasons. They want a victory, not because they want the right thing to be done, but because they want a political win.
Yeah.
They want political points.
Well, and
political capital. To
your point, too, the January 6th stuff is all about that.
Yeah.
It's also pure political fear.
Do you want to be then setting yourself up, and this is the point he's making, yeah. of putting yourself in the crosshairs of the Democrat tribunal whenever that time comes around?
Yeah. How would you propose getting people criminally prosecuted via a jury of their peers, right, as it's designed, considering how much death and mayhem and destruction has been done to real people?
Well, here's what Donald Boudreau says. He says, by all means, we must hold accountable any and all officials who broke the law. If any lockdowners are credibly believed to have committed actual criminal offenses, then those individuals should be arrested and tried under a presumption of innocence in proper courts of law. He says similar treatment should apply to officials accused of committing civil violations, but also and above all, the court of public opinion should remain in session and vigilant. He says, in this court, I will continue whenever appropriate opportunities arise to be both an active prosecutor of those who fuel COVID hysteria and authoritarianism and an active defender of those who resist the hysteria and authoritarianism. He says he would oppose any attempts to hold what he calls COVIDocrats. Personally liable for their inexcusable policy actions. And he says to go down such a road of holding personally mm-hmm. guilty or liable those officials whose policy decisions turned out to be mistaken. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an important word right there. Mistaken.
Yeah.
Would be a one-way trip down a rocky road to a treacherous destination. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can disagree with him on this as much as people really want to stick it to these guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Anthony Fauci's and the Deborah Birx's and the, you know, stuff like that.
Well, if you can find real crimes that you can prosecute, I'm with you. I'm in agreement here, too, with you and with Donald Boudreau. And I will say it in a different way a little bit, or add to this, that the only way that these so-called COVIDocrats were able to do what they did, the inexcusable policies, is because people went along.
Yeah, that's true.
The people are culpable in the behavior of those that, you know, what is a bureaucrat going to do? A bureaucrat's going to bureaucrat. A politician's going to politician. Authoritarian is going to authoritarian. And it depends upon your cooperation, your compliance. And so if you want to hold them to account via tribunal, you might as well put yourself up in that tribunal and say, how was I also guilty of not doing enough to stop it from happening before it happened, much less reacting to it when it was happening?
And the people, the average Joe that went along with it, wasn't, you know, I think for the most part, these people that went along with it weren't trying to do something wrong. They thought they were doing the right thing. You know, it may have been unwittingly doing the wrong thing, but, you know,
but
they didn't know.
Time, the defense that you hear every time, it keeps coming back, Super D, these people will all end up saying, I was just following orders.
Yeah.
In various ways. They're saying the same thing. We've learned nothing from the Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg trial, and what preceded it, what led to it. And because, of course, if you mention that, it's like, oh, now you're using the term Nazi, even if you're not saying it.
Yeah.
Just to say something that was enshrined into law around the world because of what happened. That we should never mention it and say, hey, you know, there are some similarities in what we're witnessing here in terms of the techniques and tactics. Not that it's identical, but Vera Shirov, who, you know, we've had on the show along with Scott Shira, point out that some of the things we've witnessed in COVID are very similar, if not identical, to the playbook that happened back in prior to World War II that led to World War II Nazi Germany tactics and techniques that were disastrous, horrifying. And then death inducing. And, you know, we're learning, I think, as we go, how horrible what we've just been through is. And it's continuing. And this relates to ABV. I talked about ABV earlier in the show. If you listen to Friday, you know what I'm talking about. An identification of what is contributing to, if not one of the most direct causes of all these mysterious maladies and ailments and illnesses, you know, we talk about what we believe really causes it, but we don't have the mouthpiece. We don't have influence over government and the media and medicine. So it's been identified, and again, a shout out to my friend Sophia Karsten. She was with us from Skyhorse Publishing, along with Tony Lyons, talking about the real Anthony Fauci, the book by Bobby Kennedy. And there's another great book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., A Letter to Liberals, as well, which I'd encourage you to read if you are on the left line of the political spectrum, from one of your own, so to speak, to say, hey, don't go to sleep on this. You have become, the thing you vilified. You have become that. And I want critical thinking back into that. So how do we critically think on this thing? Because this cause, I don't know that it involves critical thinking, but it's the dominant answer, Super Don, if we ask somebody, hey, why are so many people dropping dead, young people on the field, these high-level athletes from high school, college to professional level? What's going on with all these strange cardiac events? What about, you know, the died suddenly? And really, the identification, I think this should be something that should be making mainstream headlines because it fulfills their mission in determining a cause, or at least determining what they know definitely isn't the cause. So if y'all are ready, I'm going to reveal that now. ABV, it's not a virus like RSV, which is, again, a nonsense thing to be concerned about. We've got so many tools to address that. But ABV is it. This is it, folks. And I want you to be able to share it now with everybody. ABV is what? As I said, it's the cause of everything right now. It's anything but vaccines.
Hey.
Yes, ABV. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me Sophia Karsten is wrong about this. When you say, hey, look at this strange thing happening, died suddenly, research it. It's caused by ABV. And the mainstream media would say, yeah. The government, Biden administration, yeah. Big Pharma would say, yeah. It's anything but vaccines. Because it's just, you know, how did we know what causes autism? Well, they say, we know that we don't know what causes autism, except we know it's not vaccines. So actually, ABV has been around for a long time. Anything that is an adverse event following an injection called a vaccine or an mRNA experimental emergency use authorization shot, or it's approved by FDA now, whatever. We know that we don't know what's causing all this, but we know it's not the vaccine. So it's anything but vaccines. Remember this, ABV, when your friends ask you, or if you pause it, hey, you know what? I know what's causing these problems. It's ABV. And they go, oh, really? ABV? Yeah. Anything but vaccines. Have them wear that on their lapel. Will it work to red pill some people that are on the fence? I think so. It's an interesting thing.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
ABV. Because then people, it's going to bring attention to something in a kind of a clever way.
Yeah.
This is going to make people question.
Think about J.P. Sears and how he does the right. Humor, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Babylon Bee pointing out these absurdities. Why not take control of the language and communication? And you can be right there along with your liberal Democrat pharmaceutical shot worshiping friends and tell them, you know what? We figured it out. It's ABV. And they'll think, of course, it's another virus. And then you find out it's anything but vaccines. Really is, isn't it? Keep hammering it. ABV, ABV, everywhere. ABV. We need some memes, visual memes, Super Don. I don't know. You can do one, but that's kind of interesting, I think. All right.
Yeah,
We'll move from there to the microbiome. This is an interesting question from Gut News, a gut check. We do that from time to time. What is the headline at Gut News here? Does a sick gut microbiome let COVID-19 take hold, or does COVID-19 make your microbiome sick? This is a classic chicken or egg. Is it the chicken? What came
right.
first?
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? I like it.
And I don't know that they'll be able to solve this, but in this article, they do acknowledge the excessive and inappropriate use of antibiotics to fight infections, leaving people vulnerable because of opportunistic infections. That is, the microbiome biodiversity is altered. It's disrupted or destroyed, in fact. And then, of course, there are other bacterial species that become resistant to antibiotics in this article they reference. But it's fascinating because they acknowledge that people that have the gut microbiome imbalance are more vulnerable to severe infections of any kind, of all kinds. So they acknowledge at the beginning here, hey, could it be that we've destroyed the gut through antibiotics and the biodiversity? Remember, biodiversity is key. And I've lectured on this around the world, taught doctors about the silver aloe gut recovery protocol. Because silver as a broad spectrum antimicrobial is not the same thing as a synthetic chemotoxic antibiotic. And you know, you can download the chapter from my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, and read about the protocol that involves doing silver hydrosol like Sovereign Silver or Argent 23 with aloe vera juice. I prefer the 100% whole food raw form that we get from Stockton Aloe One. You can go to Aloe One, A-L-O-E, the number one, .com, Aloe One, get it, and then integrate that because silver will neutralize opportunistic infections, you know, the aberrant growth, the biodiversity issues. Take it all down safely and heal. Side benefits, the lining of the gut with the aloe, upregulate the healing, and then you can replenish a microbiome in balance, whereas antibiotics disrupt the microbiome biodiversity. Water with silver does not negatively impact biodiversity. So my argument is that the people that suffered worse are the ones that already had the biodiversity issues corrupted. Now, could it also be argued that people with whatever COVID is are made worse? Yeah, sure. But I think the starting point is everything. Do you have a healthy immune system? If so, great. If not, why not? What can you do to correct it? We'll talk about that when we come back from this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here once again. I'm expressing more gratitude than normal because it is Thanksgiving week coming up. I hope you got your organic turkeys ordered. I know last week we had a very special guest, Jen Jacobson from BelovedCheesecakes.com or something. She was a business that did not shut down, and she's sending Super Don a cheesecake. She's sending me a vegan cheesecake, and I think if you got your orders in right away, like Sunday, today, if you're listening for the first time live, you might be able to get one shipped out tomorrow in time.
It ships out on Monday. Two days.
If not, again, these people are wonderful people because they stood against the tyranny of Kate Brown and others in Oregon government, said, nope, we're not closing down. You can't make us. It's not constitutional. Love that. We love supporting businesses that do that. So that's cool. There are people stepping up and standing up. Hopefully this shutdown, lockdown nonsense will never happen again. I don't know. But I'm encouraged it'll be a little different. It'll be harder for them to try. They might need a real alien invasion from outer space, which will probably be, you know, we call hologram technology. It's so good. Who can tell the difference anyway? Upcoming events are always available. There's an upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. I've just been through 6-7 weeks of travel trips. We do have the Health Freedom Expo, and there's the virtual version. For those of you who weren't able to join us in October in the Chicago area, the virtual version, the 18th and 19th of February 2023, that means you'll have access to every lecture. You couldn't even see every lecture if you were there in person. And new lectures, as well as live interactive panel discussions coming up February 18th and 19th. So go to TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com, TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. Also, the Trinity School of Natural Health, available at trinityschool.org. You want to learn about body, mind, spirit, healing, and health? And you doctors and nurses, you need that because your training is not that. Come on over to trinityschool.org and be part of it, from health coach all the way up to certified natural health professional and everything in between. Great stuff to learn. Awesome stuff. It's going to be amazing. Also, shout out to Nutritional Frontiers, our friends up there in the Pittsburgh area. They are making available third-party verified and validated quality supplements for all kinds of things, including the immune system. Check it out to NutritionalFrontiers.com. Use the discount code RSB15. RSB15. We always have banners at the show notes and every day at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, RobertScottBell.com. RobertScottBell.com. You can always take more Big Pharma drugs If you feel like you have a pharmaceutical drug deficiency, that's absurd, but many people operate as if they do. Final story here this hour. Pfizer, you know them. They sank $100 billion in COVID profits into developing what? And marketing what? More drugs.
Well, duh, right? We shouldn't be surprised by that. But the one thing that stuck out for me here, and I've actually done some reading on this, Pfizer is super excited over weight loss drugs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing going on right now. I don't know if you've ever seen. Have you ever seen the commercial on TV for Ozempic?
I think I've heard of it.
Ozempic.
Yes.
Right. It is a diabetes drug, and what happened was they found out that when people took it, they lost like a quarter of their body weight.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And so what you've got it's become like a celebrity thing now. It's a fad, and everybody's running to their doctor and saying, get me the Ozempic because I want to lose weight. And it was just recently, I think got approved to be used as a weight loss drug. But what it's done is for the people that want to take it for diabetes, they can't get it now.
Oh, because
everybody's using it for weight loss. Oh. And the thing is this drug is it's not like, oh, I lost weight and you know the side effect was I had dry mouth or something.
Right.
It can damage the blood vessels in your eyes. It can give you gallbladder disease. It can give you kidney disease, pancreatitis, thyroid cancer, hypoglycemia. I mean, it has these terrible side effects, but everybody's running out to get it because it'll help them lose weight.
Isn't that fascinating,
and
though?
Pfizer wants to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, it's a side effect of an existing drug,
right?
And they like that effect, and they can market that effect better. Much like Viagra was a side effect of a previous version.
But it's terrible.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. You're right. You want to lose weight? You want to address diabetes, hypoglycemia? How about going to choosetobehealthy.com and getting some chromium and vanadium?
Or take Ozempic and you get thyroid cancer and you will lose weight.
Yeah, your choice.
It will happen. It will happen.
All right, folks. Well, great hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got more great healing to come hour two. Stick around. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. RobertScottBell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.